The QUEASY, or Quick Environmental Exposure and Sensitivity Inventory, is a 15-minute questionnaire that allows individuals to rate their reactions to things like car exhaust, nail polish, paints, and pesticides. Dr. Claudia Miller, a researcher at the UT Health Science Center at San Antonio and professor at the UT School of Medicine, says chemical sensitivities are common in an estimated 20% of chronically ill patients, but are rarely diagnosed by physicians. The QUEASY delivers an evaluation that can help doctors determine if their patients' illnesses stem from chemical intolerances.
If it's over 40 on the symptom scale, over 40 on the intolerances, and 20 on the other intolerances, it's really clear.
Stephanie Pope Meon suffers from several random symptoms diagnosed as immune system problems.
It's been a variety of symptoms as far as joints hurting, my skin feeling raw and burning, being very tired, not being able to think clearly.
Dr. Miller says symptoms with unknown causes are typical of a chemically sensitive person. She says there are many exposures that can trigger sensitivity and cause a previously unrecognized disease process that Dr. Miller named TILT, or toxicant-induced loss of tolerance.
Chemicals, foods, and medications, too. So people lose tolerance for medications they may have taken for years, or foods that they've enjoyed. Whatever that is, it might be barbecue, it might be cashews, but it's very specific for that individual.
Meon took the test and looks forward to taking the results to her doctor.
I know that there are certain perfumes out there that, you know, I smell them and I get an instant headache. It really kind of made me think about the fact that before, when I wasn't having immune system problems, I don't remember being this sensitive to things like that. So I can definitely see where I've gotten more sensitive.
The study is available at QUEASY.org and can be taken on any computer or handheld device. Miller says the treatment for chemical sensitivity involves simply avoiding or eliminating the offending chemicals. Miller's assessment is the only screening tool that has been validated in multiple countries and languages and that comprehensively measures symptoms, severity of intolerances, and life impact. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.